All right,
All right, can you hear me now? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Test.
Okay.
What did you guys do?
All right. I'm not sure what happened.
It's annoying.
Oh, all right. Praise the Lord. Okay.
I don't know if they even heard the prayer.
Oh.
Probably not.
Yeah, because we opened with prayer. Did you guys hear us praying?
It doesn't seem like it.
Oh, no, no.
We didn't. Well, we pray, just so you know. So.
What prayer?
The one you missed through no fault of our own.
Oh, we missed. Okay.
We're gonna start.
Yeah, and I got the verses ready.
All right, so we're gonna backtrack a little bit. On page 19, it's the starting at the second paragraph where it says, "I saw all that."
Yeah.
Because you actually hopefully all have the book. It says, "I saw all that would not receive the mark of the beast, and of, I saw all that would not receive the mark of the beast and of his image in their foreheads or in their hands, could not buy or sell."
And that's Revelation 13:15-17. "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause, that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name."
Yeah, now does anybody have any questions in regards to speak and cause? A lot of people miss that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we prayed, actually, but you missed it.
You have to do it again?
We already prayed.
Yeah.
Did we pray? Yes, we already prayed. It was muted. There was a problem with the telegram. But you guys can pray on your own, obviously. But we prayed for, like we usually do, so the Lord knows where you are. Can they? Yeah, okay, yeah, they can hear us. So has anybody got any questions about the speak and the cause? Because I don't.
I think
the majority of us know.
You think?
I don't know, because nobody's saying.
Everybody knows what speak and cause means.
Legislate and enforce.
May you repeat your question?
Well, you see that? I know that's what it means, but what is it? Is sound low?
It's sound low. Okay.
Yeah, it must be on the mic.
That option you were in.
Nick is quiet. No, we are in Janice's Telegram.
Sounds low.
Stephen, it was Revelation. Wait. Yeah. Revelation 13:15-17. Test. Wait. Why isn't it? Yeah, the sensitivity is way down. Look, it's only picking up one bar.
Yeah. Go to the control panel, check the mic.
Okay. Microphone. Okay, speaker, USB. That's
it's just volume.
That's and there's no volume bar for the mic.
I don't know. What's wrong with this?
Hey, hold on. Marie's got a question about it. She didn't hear. There you go. Is that the mic?
Hold on.
Output. Input.
You got to get the mic. The sound chip. You're in control panel, right? Don't use the control panel that comes with the settings. Just start typing in control. I'm sure you probably use that one. There you go. Use that control panel. And then go, so you got it on icons, or put it on icons. At least I could find it easier if you do that. Just put this view by large icons.
Oh, okay.
And then go down to sound. Recording. Microphone. Levels. Look at it, it's way down.
Oh,
should have it all the way up at all times. You can turn it down in the apps. Don't use the boost.
Yeah, okay.
Well, leave it where it's at, but the boost will really, you know, you can hear your neighbor talking.
Now they can hear your voice really loud.
Okay, good.
Turn your volumes down now. It's peaking.
Well,
Stephanie said, wow, Jaja.
So, because look at that, I'm all the way over here and it's gating.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
Isn't there a way to adjust the mic in settings? Yeah. Settings, right?
This is right in the settings now. Or maybe
I thought Telegram allows you to set the mic anywhere you want. Because that's got to be booming loud on everybody else's computers.
I mean, yeah.
Was that Telegram? No.
No, it's
not. Oh, you got to go back to the control panel?
Yeah.
Yeah, just type it in down here.
Yeah.
There you go. And go to sound. And go to recording. Double click mic. Yeah, there you go. And then levels. Now bring it to, like, I'd say 50.
Speed
and
sound?
There you go.
No, that'll
probably be better. Because you had it at 25, and that's just... How's it doing now?
Is
it
pass.
Yeah, it's still not... I'd move it up to maybe 70. Oh, look, it's still peaking.
Yeah,
so that's still too
high. So this is so sensitive.
It is a good... Isn't there a device?
Like a lowering...
No, there isn't on that one.
But this, but that's...
Is that better, everybody? Because that way everybody can hear, but...
I can hear
better. I hear a little too well.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, so Sister Marie had a question about speak and cause.
Yeah, Anthony answered.
Oh, he did? All right. Okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah. Can you hear me thinking? That mic is so strong now. Anyway, it says, and I saw that the number 666 of the image beast was made up.
Revelation 13:18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666.
And where's that verse where it says it's the number of the man's name? It's right near there. But does anybody got everybody? I would think in the SDR church knows how to come up with that number, right? Just by adding up the name of the pope, the titles of the office of pope.
Yeah.
Right, because it's Latin lettering.
Vicarius Filii.
Okay. Number of his name. Thank you. We put this, Sean put that in there. Revelation 13:17, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name.
Number of
they keep saying it's a mark, the world. That's why the 666, some of the bikers have it on their foreheads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're so blunt. And so you already read that about, and the image of the beast was made up, the 666 number of the image of the beast was made up, and that it was the beast that changed the Sabbath. And the image beast had followed on after, that's all of them, you know, the Protestants, so-called Protestants, and the SDAs. So the image beast, you know, the 501c3, wow, I just noticed, yeah, because he mentions... Because the 501c3 isn't mentioned like that in, was it SOP 4?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, she says, you know, the church and state, she literally describes the image of the 501c3 without even calling it that.
Mm-hmm. This one is image beast.
But you ever notice that 501, and then there's a C, and then 3?
Yeah. 666.
It's 666. Yeah, because 5 and 1 is 6.
And then
times 3 is 666.
Right.
They're just, they hide it in the logos and everything, and so it's just so obvious.
That's a good one. It goes there.
Yeah, I know. That's a nice one. Somebody made that years ago.
Oh,
you should use that in a video. It's a good looking one.
Yeah.
So, So in that it was the beast changed the Sabbath, and the image beast had followed on after and kept the Pope's and not God's Sabbath.
Mm.
And all were, now this is, when was this written? 150 years ago or something?
1847.
1847? Mm-hmm. I wonder if anybody would believe it if you handed it to us. Look, this book's almost 150 years old, and it's talking about something that now it's, everybody knows what it is, you know, the church and state thing. I wonder if anybody, I guess that would be like a per-person basis, though.
Well, yeah, kind of like, I mean, the Bible's been around for 2,000 years, and people don't take it legitimately.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and all we were required to do was to give up God's Sabbath and keep the Pope's. And then we should have the mark of the beast and of his image.
Mm.
In the time of trouble,
yeah,
we all fled from the cities and villages. Some of us have already done that, fled from the cities, and we've gotten away. Because, like, even a small town, it's not a city. But, so what is it, Q?
Ezekiel 7:15-16. The sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine within. He that is in the field shall die with the sword, and he that is in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. But they that escape of them shall escape, and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning, every one for his iniquity.
Notice though, that in the city they die of famine.
I'm going through Jeremiah right now, and he talks quite a bit, like the same sorts of words.
Yeah.
And also,
well, wait, hold on a second though, because the thing is about with them being in, you know, the people in the field aren't dying of, they're dying from the sword, but they're not starving to death.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But the people in the city die. Yeah, because they can't grow stuff. So that's why many of us have already left. But can you jump forward to verse 23? I think that's in this chapter.
Ezekiel. Ezekiel 7:23. Make a chain.
Yep.
For the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence.
That's today.
You know, the thing that actually got me to consider leaving the city, this was right after I just found out about bogus Bibles, by looking in the very first place I went was Acts 8:37.
Yeah.
And I found out.
It's not there.
Exactly. And so I actually, remember, this was like the first week knowing anything at all.
Yeah.
So I tore it up and threw it away. Got a KJV. Within a couple months, I'm just kind of like, all right, where in the Chinese am I going to read now? This was the verse.
7:23?
Yeah.
On Ezekiel?
This was the verse that the Lord led me to, where it was like, all right, I'm out. It's like, time to go. Because, yeah. I mean, I didn't live in a bad part of Colorado, but it was getting bad. And so I was like, listen, I've been running these streets for too long,
yeah,
and it's time to go. Yeah. And this is very blunt to the new mind.
Yeah. But you know, Colorado, Nebraska, and a couple other states in that area are called the nuclear sponge.
You know, I haven't heard that term.
Okay. The reason
why? Because of NORAD?
Huh?
Because of NORAD?
Yeah. And, well, not just NORAD. They have the silos peppered in so many ways. There's so many silos in those states.
Mm-hmm.
That, now this is back in the 70s.
Well, especially in Nebraska.
Yeah, but this is back in the 70s, and they figured if there's going to be a mutual assured destruction, you know, mad,
yeah,
like if Russia shot at us, the thing that they would do is they would concentrate most of their missiles in the, what our government called the sponge.
Mm.
They're going to want to hit this area first because that's where all our silos are.
Right.
But now, they've got 5,700 nuclear warheads in Russia. And so they could probably send like 100 of them in the sponge area and then still hit every city in our country 10 times over. I was reading about that the other day.
And I would have especially been nuked because of where I lived in the Springs. You can see all the communications towers and everything on top of Pikes Peak from where I lived. Right below that is right below that is where you're, what is it, like a million-pound door, that nuclear blast door. Yeah, that was like, that was only a few minutes away from me.
You did you get in? It was that door. It was like, you know, 20 feet thick or something of steel.
Yeah, and that's only the first door.
Yeah.
There's a second one. And also remember this, that in Colorado Springs, you have Fort Carson. You have the U.S. Air Force Academy. An hour north, you have Buckley Air Force Base. And you have a, there's actually a third base in the Springs. So even as like a, as a,
your sister just flew out there.
Yeah, that's why living in Aurora, you always hear jets. You get used to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Must
have tracks. Oh, there you go.
That was in 2000.
It's like 20 years ago, I think.
No, not that.
15 maybe? I
don't know. 10? Maybe 12.
So 2010. Right.
And we also had Luke 17, yeah. 30 to 36. Luke 17, 30 to 36. The Lord says, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in his house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. I say that we go through that part.
Me too. The two beds.
Yeah, we need to just go over 34 to 36.
We'll reread it, but I'll stop you on the symbols, right?
So start from 30 again?
Wormwood started getting heavy.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like 34 or 5 or so.
Yeah, 34, 35, and 36. I tell you, in that night...
That's the other days, the night time, yeah. Yes, the last days, yes, the night time.
I tell you, in that night, there shall be two men in one bed.
Stop.
I need to stop.
Okay. All right. It's at the second coming when Jesus says, arise, arise, arise. The only ones that come out of their grave beds are the people of God. The rest stay in their bed. So one will be taken, one will be left. All right, so go on.
Well, you almost just completed that verse.
Yeah.
The one shall be taken, and the other shall be left.
Yeah.
Two women shall be grinding together.
Okay, two churches doing the work of God. Only one's going to make it home.
Uh-huh.
The one shall be taken, and the other left.
Okay.
Two men shall be in the field.
Right, one preaching, and the other not preaching too good.
The one shall be taken, and the other left.
Because in the field doing the work, too. You know, like ministers or prophets, preachers or prophets. Because you can have prophets up to our time, but it's mostly in the doctrinal end. Mm-hmm. Or just explaining scripture kind of a thing. But the Lord still gives us utterance and discernment in the dreams. We can get that. Yes. You don't have to be a prophet.
But this is where the false doctrine of secret rupture and the dreams coming in,
yeah.
Right?
This is where he started playing around. I heard a preacher the other day. As a matter of fact, I was watching a preacher today as I was eating the Sabbath. And I was like, oh, a new guy. You know, some guy, and he's only got like 23 subscribers, and he's getting up there. And it was, it sounded so good. And all of a sudden, right into the
secret
rapture stuff.
There's a
7-year trib. And
what's crazy is if you're going through YouTube and TikTok and stuff,
there
is a lot of talk about rapture.
Like especially Greg Laurie getting up there the other day saying everything that's happening in Israel now means the rapture is going to be any day. Look, how about 20 years ago when you said what's happening in Israel now wouldn't happen until we all left?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's what he was saying back then. But now all of a sudden, no, the rapture's going to happen any minute. They have to jump on it because it gets... There's scared people out there, I know. Like, remember when September 11th happened? Mm-hmm. Somebody I hadn't talked to in years decides to cut my brother, one of my little brothers. And because he got scared because he knew I was into prophecy and he wanted to know what was going on. But this thing with Lord, you know, the Greg guy and all the other ones are doing it now. They know people are scared, and so when you get up there and you start talking about the secret rapture and stuff, they're going to start throwing money at these preachers, and they're going to make a ton.
Yeah.
Just like, what is it, in Second Peter, they make merchandise onto you?
Yeah, and talking about the rapture, people, it's like going down a rabbit hole, because you start going, you start talking about the rapture, you have to talk about the tribulation. You talk about the tribulation, you have to talk about the sun, the moon, the stars, and the earthquake.
Yeah.
Start talking about that, and it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I love about the prophecies. You know, it's a giant puzzle, like a maze.
Mm-hmm.
Like the prophecies of the Bible, and if you really get into it, he shows you all the areas to turn left and right on the maze. You know, that's amazing.
And then, of course, you have to get into the explanation, like, oh, well, they say, like, after the Christians are raptured up, then that gives those who are left to, you know, a chance.
7 years,
a chance, yeah,
7 years to get right.
A chance to get right with the Lord. And then you have to go into, like, how's the verse? Like, faith, you need a preacher.
Oh, Romans 7:14.
Yeah, but then there are no preachers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it starts to break the brain.
Yeah, so you know what gets me about that? And I was, you know, like, as I've seen people on Skid Row blowing a 4.0 in the morning after 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
4.0, the legal record is 0.8. You're pickled if you're blowing a 4.0 on a breathalyzer after 8 hours of sleep. You're selected off.
Mm.
These guys, let's say the secret rapture supposedly happens. Do you think they're going to change their ways? They know about turmoils and all sorts of problems in their life, usually mm-hmm. destroying mm-hmm. their own bodies. And their, mm-hmm. Or like the people in, what was that, in Pennsylvania? That name of that street?
Oh, Kensington.
Kensington, where they're bending over. You brought that up. I never noticed it. Just, they're bowing to Satan.
Yeah, because they
you ever see what they're doing?
You know, all
the trank and the other drugs that they
oh, yeah.
You ever see them? They're standing up, they're just, but they're bent yeah, all the way over like they're picking something up.
Yeah, they look like zombies.
Like zombies.
Oh,
and they look like they're bowing. I never noticed that until she said that they're actually bowing to Satan. That's what they're doing.
Here's the other thing
about the flesh, one of the final prophecies. I got it listed. It's one of the last ones I listed. Mm-hmm. People
right here's the other thing about the secret rapture. It gives a false idea that there's time.
Yeah.
Even after the rapture, because they're like, oh, as soon as the Christians are lifted off the earth, now I can start. Yeah. Now I can drop all my
clean
stuff.
Up our act, but you're never going to clean it up if you haven't cleaned it up to this point. And the thing is, and I even mentioned it in quite a few pages of the site, that it's, I believe it's the last trick played on mankind.
Which one? The rapture?
The secret rapture. No, oh. Well, no, the 7 year trip.
Oh.
Yeah, because they think they got 7 years. They don't even have 7 nanoseconds.
Yeah.
Because once the Christians leave, they're already dying. Because that's plague 7, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the guy I was talking to, and he said, let's worry about the plagues when they start.
Yeah, we'll start preaching this. Or like Pastor Russ used to preach. Remember that?
I was just praying about my sisters today. Right before the plagues hit, call me and tell me right before the
please hit. Oh, you'll know.
That's too late.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know what I
tell you? You can't do anything
about
that.
I didn't even believe it, so.
Yeah, that's not going to help. You know what that's Hosea? 4? No, Amos. 8.
Amos.
When they start running to and fro through the scriptures, try to figure out a way to vindicate themselves.
Yeah.
Plagues are starting. The plagues are starting. You already got the
right.
Boils. Already got them.
They're
going to
be, yeah.
Wow. What we can do is
that's
too late. Yeah. Once the mark is enforced with the buy and sell,
yeah.
Then you can warn them if they'll catch it, if they'll understand it. But because the boils don't start at that time, it's the second phase of the mark. We won't shut up. They're trying to shut us up.
As I've been praying about it, I think I'm going to end up running into a lot of people about rapture stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially
that.
Now with the Israel stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because they keep thinking Israel's the chosen people. Look, they read the Babylonian Talmud with rose-colored glasses. It's going to make you puke a couple times because the way they describe their hatred for Christ and they're the chosen people, it's just like the SDA's claiming to be chosen and the way they're burning Yellow White's books, they're using the NIV, and they got Sunday keeping churches.
You mentioned before that one rabbi or used that he stated that when the Antichrist comes, he's going to accept that.
It was a rabbi.
1967.
Oh. I was 12 years old. I was watching TV because my dad was always with the news on. And it was the 12-day war of 67. Was it 12 days? I don't remember.
There's a six-day war.
I think it was a six.
Can I say
48 this? Was a six-day war.
Can I say this real quick?
Yeah.
What it... where is it? What is the main verse people use to say literal Israel or chosen people? I don't think there is one verse. They just use the Old Testament.
Yeah. Hebrews 8, verses.
I mean, there are still
they are not all of Israel, which are of Israel.
Right, and that's why I believe that's going to be another point when I'm out there for a while.
Yeah.
But there are a ton of verses. Just, I mean, running all up and down the Old Testament, you see the Lord saying, "My people, Israel," and stuff like that. So
that's why I did that page, and then later I made it to a video about who is Israel, because we are Israel. We're surrounded, like, you know, Plague 6. They're saying, "Oh, Israel's surrounded now with Gaza." Surrounded. Gaza's over on the north side over there somewhere.
The topic of Israel right now is like a trending, you know.
Yeah, they're all pushing it, and now they're getting all the fake prophets out there and pushing it. This could also be a catalyst for us to go forth with our pride, because now a lot of eyes are open. I mean, look at Christmas season, for example. You can hand someone a tract about Jesus Christ at Christmas, and more than 50% of the time they won't get in your face. You do it any other time of the year, they might get in your face, you know. And it's always these seasons, even though it's fake, it's pagan. They expect it.
And
now we could probably talk more.
Yeah, somebody gave an input, like, you know, the prophecy in Zechariah 4:14 that his feet shall stand in Mount Zion like that.
Yeah.
So it's like a.
They're looking
on that now. Yeah, we believe it will be after 1,000 years. But now we are waiting for the Antichrist, right?
They know so, he's Antichrist, though. They think he's Christ.
That's why when I asked that rabbi, you said
that rabbi on camera was asked the question. Well, the reporter asked him the question that said, "How do you guys deal with this? You guys in Israel have been at war ever since David messed around with Bathsheba." But he killed Uriah. Because you can't believe it, mention that part, but we know it. Right? The sword's never going to leave your house, right? And so it's constant wars. Mm-hmm. That's why they, even though they're older than China, they don't have the population of China. Because the other prophecy in Hosea is he was not going to let them grow to any great number because of their sin. But the reporter asked him, how do you deal with all these problems and these wars and these constant attacks? And he literally said on camera, and I didn't know what it meant. I asked my dad, "What's Antichrist?" But he said, "If the Antichrist were to appear and offer his peace, we would follow him."
Oh, I saw that.
That's how we were 12 at that time.
Is that on our site, right?
Oh, I mentioned it a few times on the site. Yeah, okay. I never found the video. I've always looked for the video, and if I could look for it, I'll take a picture of a small child, a towhead kid, 12 years old, put him in front of it. Make a graphic. This is what it looked like for me on that day. I had to have a big old bag of Fox black and white TV, but still, we weren't the rich folks.
That's really
cool. Yeah. Oh, I think it was a Zenith.
Oh, that's
Zenith TV.
I know. You should not be worshiping one Jew. You should be worshiping all of us.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Oh. I saw an interview with a Hasidic Jew, and he was being asked. This is in Israel. It's actually a video I watched on One for Israel Ministry, and it was the issue of slavery came up. But it says that people are going in heaven. People are going to be serving the Jews. So like you want slaves and stuff. And he said, so the guy was asked, so how come you don't just collect slaves now? Something like that. And he said, we don't have to. People are going to want to be our slaves.
Is that what this guy's saying here?
No, because the interview I saw was
I'm
on...
I'm not sure.
You just said something. Did he say you don't worship one Jew?
You
worship all of us?
Yeah. You should not be worshiping one Jew. You should be worshiping all of us.
Yeah, because that's...
Oh.
That's how far deep into self-deception they've gone, because they were supposed to be the chosen people on earth, and the way our government protects them and puffs them up and makes them look like they are Israel, and they're not.
What if do you think, to make a track about how God cut them off from the vine, cut the Jews off?
Yeah, replacement theology is about a part of my
head.
I should make a track. Replacement theology is legit.
Because
we could probably use that right now because they're pushing Israel.
I was actually about to make a video tomorrow.
Really?
About that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I got a new section. Well, it's probably 5 or 6 years old now, but it's the newer section now. Who is Israel?
Israel.
The bottom part is called Replacement Theology is Legit, and I go through.
Right.
Now I found even more verses, because every time I'm in my study, I come across another one, and I just put Replacement Theology in my notes so that when I look for it, I'll find them all.
Okay.
But there's a lot in there.
All of this is confirmation, because literally what you said is the title I have written down.
Replacement Theology is Legit?
No. It's Who is Israel plus Replacement Theology is Legit. I have it written down on my desk.
The Jews are so blind to not see it in the Miraculous Sign.
And the Christians still think preachers are saying the Jews are chosen.
Especially the Catholic Church.
Yeah. They have to puff them up.
Church, they still
think that. Can you hear my tinnitus? It's so loud right now. You can't? Sometimes it's loud. I think everybody else can hear this. You know, it's so loud. Who?
Anthony, okay. Go ahead.
Speak.
Hold
your peace. Anthony.
Because you're talking.
The floor is yours, brother.
Oh, we don't hear you yet.
Yeah.
Oh, could you guys hear me? Hello?
My opponent in
point. Oh, okay, you guys can hear me. Okay, yeah, because
I
didn't.
Are you talking now?
Oh, you know.
No, I can hear you.
Yes, but
We cannot hear him.
How did you fix it? Did you just leave and come back in or something?
Yeah.
Because that's how we used to do it in our old chat rooms.
Wait.
Leave and come back.
Oh. Let me fix this. Let me come out of the chat and then come back in.
We can hear you now.
All right. All righty. So I'll just speak, and then you guys, if you guys can hear me, then I'll probably try to type it out. Anyway, so it's funny you were talking about the how everyone keeps referring to Israel. Also, one of the other prophecies that they say that points to literal Israel is how they're supposed to, how the Jews are supposed to return to Israel. I just mentioned this in my study just before I got back on here, because I did a Bible study on Instagram about who real Israel is. And one thing that's important to note is that all the prophecies that point to literal Israel going back to Jerusalem was all during the return from their Babylonian captivity in 457 BC. It has nothing to do with today, and that's the thing that people miss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, we should, I should put the, I don't think I mentioned it on the Who Is Israel page.
What?
The fact that, the Jews are supposed to return to Israel, because that preacher, there was another preacher I was listening to before I hung up on him, Tyler Carmelo. He was more or less saying the same thing too, that the Jews are supposed to return to Israel, and they have been. I do mention the fact that they have been returning for decades, but I never went back to that 457.
Update.
Yeah. I mean, so long as you even, I think they have a percentage for it. If your blood matches, then you're allowed into Israel.
Well, that's because they have messed up their genealogy so bad with intermarriage.
Right. I mean, there are three main genetic groups, Sephardic, Mizrahi, the Sephardi, Mizrahi, and Ethiopian.
Yeah, they just recently found about the Ethiopian.
And the three of those, you can see their, the paths that those groups took.
Yeah.
Did you say something after Brother Anthony was done talking? I'm not sure.
Who, you?
Yeah. Or somebody asked.
Hey, the Jews marry American women.
Yeah.
Oh, we could not hear anything. I think
relatives.
I think that's.
Yeah. We've got Jews.
Yeah, we're talking about comment on Anthony's earlier. It's 457 BC.
I think that's one.
Yeah, we were just talking about that for a minute.
We should just do a quick study on that one there and put it on the site and just do an update, but it's just amazing.
Make a blog on that. This week.
Israel. I still want to start making videos again, but I keep thinking, why? They're just going to mute them anyway. They're going to block them anyway.
Send me scripts. Send me scripts.
Send you a script?
I mean, it's basically all I'm doing right now is making videos.
I got 17,000 scripts you can check.
Hey, just send it to me.
My webpage.
Then it'll be in my style because I can't do all that fancy stuff you do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just do that, Brother Anthony. That would be awesome.
What's he going to do?
He said he's going to convert to Microsoft Word, the study that he had.
Oh, he's got it in PDF?
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony, can you send it to me too, please?
Yeah. Send it here.
He's already working on something for me, so put these guys in the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
speaking of, how those trumpets come?
Yeah. I still working on it.
But no, he's actually working on something for the whole church family.
Amen.
He's putting a list of the safe books because he goes into a lot of deep research.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Praise the Lord. We have departments. We have different departments now.
Yep.
Okay,
so are we going to go any further, or do we have any other questions? Sam, we just now we're going to the second paragraph. Next week we might have to we might have to backtrack again. So all right, so are we continuing or no more questions? The notes are only in my notebook.
Continue.
I assume that was Danny made the eyeballs, right?
No, that's Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, it's Sister
Stephanie. What? How come it says SDR Danny above it?
Well, above. Because you see the one above. Right next to it.
Oh, yeah. It's hanging on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it's long, it goes to the bottom left.
See,
like, you guys keep track of their names?
Always me.
Right, but you see, like, Hannah's right there?
Yeah.
It's in the bottom left.
The flowers?
Big like that? Yeah, that's okay. Hannah. That's Danny. She has flowers too. Stephanie has that.
Superbly.
You just learn to know after, especially on.
Well, you guys have been on Telegram.
I'm Telegram.
You're usually
you
Discord.
Had before me, yeah. But Discord, you can put your own stuff. And
Rain's been on Telegram years longer than I ever got on.
No.
You did a little women's study.
That's it. That's the only
poison
on television.
I know. Yeah. You guys have been doing that for years, a couple of years at least.
Yeah, someone's a novice here.
Sometimes, after a while, it gets easier to identify somebody based on their picture.
Yeah, I would think. All right, so let's continue. In the time of trouble, we all fled from the cities and villages.
We did that part.
We are now in...
Okay, but... But
yeah,
it's hard to tell.
But we're
pursued by the wicked, who entered the houses of the saints with the sword. They raised. Now here's nice. This is our God. We have waited for him, but still he hasn't come yet. Kind of a thing, you know, because we're going to have this kind of blessing around us. The angels, the hedge of angels. They raised the sword to kill us, but it broke and fell as powerless as a straw.
Amen.
Just to see the expression on their faces when it happens, like,
oh, wow, that's easy.
Then we all cried day and night for deliverance, and the cry came up before God.
And that is Luke 18:7-8. Our Lord says, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?"
Think about that. When he comes, there's only 144,000. Not a billion. It's probably 9 billion by then, you know? All right, so the sun came up, and the moon stood still.
That's Habakkuk 3:11. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear.
The streams ceased to flow?
That's Esdras.
Okay. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it says, dark, heavy clouds came up and clashed against each other.
That's Ezra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ezra.
Ezra?
Ezra. Okay. You don't say the S at the end.
Okay. Pardon my English.
I can also read that as just.
Right, so, but there was one clear place of settled glory from whence came the voice of God, like many waters, which, and I like that with the prophecy, even in Revelation when he speaks, it's like many waters, because there's so many voices in agreement with him, it sounds like many waters. So that's all I can think of. His children
like
are speaking to him too, huh?
Yeah, well, like everybody cheering in a stadium. It doesn't sound like people.
Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm. So, like many waters, it says, which shook the heavens and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Joel 3:16. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that. The strength of the children of Israel.
Oh, also.
A question first before we...
Notice who he's calling Israel at this time, though.
Awesome. Yeah.
What does that mean?
What is...
Before we go down to...
Which one? What the waters?
Oh, somebody's got a question?
I don't know if that's the right one.
Is that the one, Brother Austin?
Before we...
Yeah.
What question about that?
Well, I just wanted something... stuck out to me. Nick was saying about the many waters. I've always wondered why his voice is like many waters. Is that? Do we have a confirmation of what that means? Or
let me just see if I've ever, because I only know what I remember in my own heart. I don't know if I ever put anything in my notes.
Waters people?
Huh?
Is it waters people?
Yeah, many people's nations and tongues. Yeah, and so that's where I go with that. But when you hear him speaking, there's so many, his children are in agreement with him, you know. That's kind of like prophetic license, you know, kind of going like poetic license.
And like even, because when I think of sound of many waters, just loud.
So if I'm understanding, you're saying that many waters means it's not just him speaking, it's all his children speaking with him?
No, it's just him speaking, but it's like all the agreement of everyone at the same time, I would think, is... You know, because the prophetic definitions for many waters is loud, thunderous, powerful, and his word.
Powerful.
It's just his word. And, it's like I said, you know, I get it here.
But if you're talking about God's voice specifically,
though, right? Yeah, you're right. And so Revelation 19, many waters is defined in Revelation 19:6 as the voice of a great multitude. Mm-hmm. And see, that's why I when he speaks and it sounds like many waters, maybe we can even include the angels, the good ones. Everybody's in agreement, you know, because I don't know, I saw years and years ago, I thought it was accurate in the way it was showing. But you know when God spoke from Mount Sinai?
Mm-hmm.
Was it just his voice, or were the people speaking as well? Was he speaking through the people, or was it just his voice? Because the Bible says it's just his voice.
That's how I've always taken it.
Yeah, it's booming loud. And but the thing is in Revelation 19:6 it says the voice of a great multitude has the voice of many waters, and has the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, "Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." So when Jesus speaks, he's not only speaks his word, but he speaks for his many children that agree with his word, hence the many voices. That's my own personal opinion, though. That's like
I think you can add on to it the fact that when the Lord uses his commanding, authoritative voice, it's something that's going to bring you to your knees just because of, I mean, a really loud thunderclap drops people.
They talk.
So now imagine that that's actually the voice of God.
I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
People duck.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it all over YouTube. Remember, I don't know how many times I get like Wrigley Field when my brothers would be watching the baseball games and there was a thunderstorm. And a thunderclap hits inside the field somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just ducks. It's just a natural instinct.
Now imagine that exact thing.
They're all going to bow.
Now imagine, but
like my prostate. Oh, let me see.
Okay.
His voice is the only one that is heard, but the law was given by the disposition of angels, according to Acts 7:53. So there, that could be the agreement of the. It's a hard. That's why I say it's only my opinion. I can't find any of the scriptures to back up the thought that when he speaks, it sounds like many waters.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know many waters means many voices.
Right.
But many waters also means many people, nations, and tongues. But in Revelation 19:6, it literally defines many waters as voices.
Exactly. And my mind works more like a picture book. And so I'm thinking of how a really strong thunderclap has people duck. And then when I personally think of the Lord's voice, especially during the times where he's being authoritative, like with Job, right?
Yeah.
And you have no choice but to drop. So I think of like a thunderclap or a tsunami, and where those things would have you drop anyway, now it's sustained. It's actually communicating.
Yeah, you're
like
staying.
That same inner thing that has you drop at the sound of a thunderclap.
Yeah.
Now is the voice of God.
And that it keeps you down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
Daniel, when he came into the presence.
Yeah, so I understand the definitions. It's just when I hear about the voice of God being compared to many waters and things like that, I think of tsunamis. And
a lot of water.
Yeah, and the sound, the very presence of the tsunami, you know, it's like bearing down. It's like you're in a field and a tornado is bearing down on you and you know you can't go anywhere. And so the only thing you can do is submit.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
I just wanted to mention it because I was like, yeah, thank you for sharing both your perspectives and your private interpretations. That helps me. I'm gonna study it more. That it stuck out to me, and I'm like, I don't think I've ever studied into it myself. So I just wanted to ask about that. So thank you for sharing your perspective.
But yeah, dig into Revelation 19:6 and see if it'll go anywhere else for you. Because that's kind of like where I finished. But also Revelation 17:5, it says the angel says waters, but in Revelation 17:1, the angel calls it many waters while defining it. And then Revelation 19:6, again, many waters. But then we also know many waters means many people's nations and tongues too.
Mm-hmm.
But tongues are mentioned, the languages. So,
you see the mockery in Legion too.
Mm-hmm.
Mockery of Legion.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people that are even demon possessed will speak in more than one voice.
Yeah.
It sounds like a small crowd coming out of them.
Yeah. There's even that singing thing. It's like throat singing. They'll do like several different notes.
Tones. It's weird how they do that. I wonder if there's demons involved there. That's a lot of those Alaskans.
People from rockers do that. Music like that too. Like some songs, make their voices different. It's really scary.
Yeah, demonic looking.
It is. Demonic.
Oh, along with Joel 3:16, there's also Hebrews 12:25-27. And those are, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Right, so then it says, the sky opened and shut, and was in commotion.
Revelation 6:14, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island and island were moved out of their places.
We should mention that.
That's the idea.
And also Matthew 24:29. The Lord says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken.
Yep. The prophecy has been fulfilled. The earliest portion of 1755 with that global earthquake. But remember the first time the Lord revealed to us? And again, this is just something that, like when it says in Revelation that the sky split like a scroll, right? John's going to have to describe it the way he sees it. He doesn't have our technology. He doesn't know what he's looking. You know, he sees the sky feeling as a scroll. Yes.
Yeah,
we all got goosebumps when the first time we came across this when we were reading this together.
Because how could he see us all at once?
Yes. How could every eye shall see him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the global earthquakes and all this other stuff going on with the return of Christ because of plague 7. Total up. Even the screams stop.
Uh-huh.
And they stop screaming because it could it be? Now, we're just assuming this.
Yeah, this is something we discussed amongst ourselves.
Now, how many of us have seen the videos of an airplane taking off, and as it does, it causes those swirls of fog off the back of the wingtips?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, because it's kind of like breaking the sound barrier and just causing like a scroll of wind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, picture the whole planet, like the Lord's grabbing it with both hands on both sides like a basketball, and then he just cracks it open. Yeah, like he's cracking open an egg, and he faces them both towards the east. And when he does that, it's going to cause some massive global turbulence in the atmosphere to where it'll look like it's a scroll.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't you think?
That's why we've discussed it.
Because again, John doesn't have our technology. He's never seen a jet take off. Mm-hmm. The only way he can explain it is it looks like a scroll.
Yeah, if you see swirling clouds in a vision, I mean, it's going to look like a scroll. Anyway.
Yeah, because back then, their books were scrolls. When we say book.
Yeah.
Yeah, they meant book, roll it out.
Yeah, a book back then was a scroll out thing, but we call a scroll, they called a book.
And then the ragged rocks come up.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Everything. Yeah.
It's just a goal.
Yeah.
If you open up the earth, there's nowhere for them rocks to go.
All over the place. Yeah. And the flat earthers might have
At that time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like the global warming guys played for.
Yeah, but they had to modify into the double lump earth model.
Yeah, the double lump. Yeah. It won't work with us. But again, this is just our opinion.
We're looking at how
what John is seeing with his eyes. It's just kind of, who was in vision the one time where he saw the chariots? I think it was Jeremiah. He was in vision, and he said that the chariots were breathing fire, and they had men's faces.
That wasn't Jeremiah. Was it one of the minor prophets?
Yeah, that's in Ezekiel.
It's Ezekiel?
Yeah.
That's a cock. It sounds like a cock. But he doesn't know what he's looking at. He sees a fire-breathing chariot with people in it. Because the windshield can see their faces. Fire-breathing engine, because it's combustion engine.
Yeah.
You know?
Scorpions.
With the hair.
I thought that would be the helicopter. I can't remember.
Oh, the black
one. Yeah, this is why I was saying it's one of the minor prophets, Nahum.
Nahum
2:3. The shield of his mighty men is made of red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation. Wait. Did I get that wrong?
Well, he still had a flaming chariot because cars do have internal combustion.
Oh, yes. Actually, it's you have to do 3 and 4. So let me start again. Nahum 2, verses 3 and 4. The shield of his mighty men is made of red. The valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots shall be with flaming torches, headlights, in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees shall be terribly shaken. The chariots shall rage in the streets. They shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightnings. Because if the fastest thing you've ever seen is a horse,
or a chariot going 20 miles an hour,
now you're seeing people going 80.
Yeah.
Maybe you saw some cars that have some backfire, so it's belching fire.
Yeah, that too, yeah. But I think in the vision of the Lord, make sure the engine was running right. But yeah, we've seen backfire. We've heard them too.
That'll make you a duck.
You know, the automobile or something, the train, something like that, you know?
And yes, it does. Yeah, we're just saying, you know, we're just putting out the symbolism, Brother Anthony. But yeah, the fine-tuned wheels and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like Ezekiel chapter 1, the throne of God. It's described there in a you know, with a double wheel with the spokes and the eyes. But if you read Hal Lindsey's book, it's the Vietnam War for some reason. And that guy's still considered to be a prophet today. Hmm. Yeah, they make stuff up and people believe it. That's all they can do. So, were we going to continue? Because this next chapter...
It's a long paragraph. We're not even done with this paragraph.
Yeah, we're not even done with this paragraph. So we'll have to pick it up at W, right? Because you just read from W, right?
Mm.
So we'll pick it up at the very bottom of page 19. Well, at least we made it to the very bottom of the page.
Yeah, from the middle.
From the middle, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's after eight.
That's only two paragraphs.
The only two paragraphs, yeah. But well, it's just like when we all brothers get together on Thursday nights, and I'm sure the women, when they get together on Thursday nights, you might get stuck on one verse for an hour. You know, and I love that. Because there's some mornings that I don't even get a chance to go to the second book.
We were just reading, but I always run downstairs to you.
You're pretty smart there, too. Why don't we finish in prayer, and then we'll have a little bit of fellowship with the brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. Somebody want to pray out?
Okay, let's pray. I can pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the light that you gave to us. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the Sabbath day, for the fellowship, and for the many, many blessings that you have given to us, to your church. And as we continue to learn a lot from you, Lord, this will be an inspiration that we can cherish as we strive to be ready when you return. And we ask, O Lord, you send to us your latter rain in full measure and prepare us for your soon return. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.